na 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 na. Fancy Nancy, she's got it all.
I've got it all. Welcome to What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you for tuning in. If you're tuning in or you saw me on Facebook and just click on it, What's the Buzz New York, and check it out. And we're going to have some fun. We're going to make some announcements of some shows coming up. And like that, I'd like to thank Cast for the great show we had. DC Benny, great cast. Dan Natterman and Kenny Williams. We had a lot of fun performing and raising money for Cast. All good. And I am going to begin with also letting you know, shamelessly promoting myself, my books are available on Amazon, so please check them out. Amazon. I have 3 books up there. Nancy Lombardo on Amazon. I'm going to quote A Pocketful of Confidence, All Musings, and Holiday Shorts, which you can read. Doesn't have to be a holiday. Okay, on Amazon as well as my music. But first off, my favorite, I don't want to announce this show's coming back. I saw it last year. I highly recommend it. And I'm just going to read what my director and friend here has posted. Years before her Ain't I a Woman speech, abolitionist Sojourner Truth was a young mother desperate to rescue her 5-year-old son, Peter, who was sold illegally and taken south. Dust of Egypt by Karen R. Banal dramatizes this little-known true story exploring the price of injustice, faith, and releasing the past. This moving story of loss and triumph won the Best Actress Award for Desi Waters. She was fantastic. Stirring portrayal of Sojourner, as well as nominations for Best Production and Best Director for Rhonda Passion Hanson at the New York Theater Festival 2022 Winterfest. It sparked a lot of enthusiastic responses from audience. The Sheen Center is now presenting the play at its Frank Shiner Theater. That's the Sheen Center at the Frank Shiner Theater, March 14th through the 17th. Okay, that is the Sheen Center, 18 Bleecker Street, New York City, 112, zip code. The phone number is, if you want to get a pen, I'm waiting, tick, 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 212-219-3132, 212-219-3132. Get tickets and more information. As usual, thank you for your support, and What's the Buzz New York highly recommends this totally moving show. It just is a brilliant show, anyway, with brilliant directions and a brilliant cast, so I highly recommend it. And a shout-out to my friend Tom Carosa, who's hanging in there, and you know I'm a big fan of the Tom, so we're going to play some Tom as soon as I can get my switchboard to play along with me. Okay, I'm trying to think. I like this one.
big ideas. This beach comes to an end. There's only just so much sand and one last wave to ascend. It's finite beach. It ain't Times Square. It's within reach. So meet me there. It kinda feels surreal. And yet I'm starting to peel. Cozy behind that rock. If they find us there, they're in for one big shock. We brought a bottle and blanket. It's time we spread it and drink it. Give me some nice driftwood. I'm glad I found you. I'm glad you found me. On Finite Beach, where love can dance free. I got a new pair of trunks. And they can't wait to spelunk.
Hear more of Tom Carozza, go to www.tomcarozza.com. He is a very, very funny man. On the Oscars, how about some Afterbirth Monkey here?
Meryl Streep is from the future. She has traveled back in time. She comes from a land where stars shine brighter, like Meryl shines in yours and mine.
Back in the future where Meryl's from, she's just an acting average Joe. But now that Meryl's here, there are no acting heights to which she can't go.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future way of hope, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary people. Oh,
Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine. Back in the future when Meryl was in high school, when she couldn't get into her drama club, she flew to the physics lab with fervor and snapped upon her rubber gloves.
Using lots of scientific physics, magic, Meryl grasped the hands of time.
And she fell into a wormhole, and now she's doing fine.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary mortals.
Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Everybody, listen up.
Listen up.
Remember to give Meryl all of the awards, the accreditations, the roles, the paycheck.
Accreditations!
Because if she is in the slightest bit displeased, she will once again rip back the fabric of space and time.
Time!
To the very
time.
Beginnings of humanity when we climbed out of the primordial ooze. And she will merely dip in one big fucking toe.
Big toe!
Making us all a little bit Meryl, and then she will become Supreme Overlord of us all!
Yeah!
shine, shine, shine. Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
That was Afterbirth Monkey. Okay, gotta love them there. Some more information on Rhonda Passion Hansen. The name of the show is called Dust of Egypt, Dust of Egypt. Okay, it's going to run March 14th through the 17th, March 14th through 17th at the Frank Shiner Theater of the Sheen Center in Manhattan. Okay, it's a 60-minute show. I've seen it. I highly recommend it. The shows are Thursday, March 14th, Friday, March 15th, Saturday, March 16th, all at 7 p.m., and Sunday, March 17th at 2 p.m. Tickets are only $20 for seniors and students. That's a good price. Okay, standard tickets are $25. Premium are $35 plus fees. I highly recommend the show. Sheen Center is located at 18 Bleecker Street in Manhattan. And that's not hard to find. Use your Google map. Okay, you can go for more information, www.sheencenter.org. And you can go to RhondaHansen.com. Okay, there you go. That's more information. Okay, let's keep the railroad train going here. I'm going to get in my studio. Let's see. Alan Zweibel. This is a pretty funny little story. Alan Zweibel, as you know, writes for that. Go ahead.
I wanted to be a comedy writer. I always did ever since I was a little boy growing up on Long Island, but I was in college and there was no courses, there was no curriculum, there was no way, there was no road to take to become a comedy writer. So I figured, gee, maybe I'll become a lawyer, have something to fall back on. And my grades were okay, but they made me take this test, the law boards, the LSATs. Are you familiar with this test? Which was, they're graded from 200 to 800. If you can write your name, you get a 200. If you're Albert Einstein, you get an 800. If you're me, I got a 390, which reclassified me as a mineral, like right away. And I got a 390. I went home to Long Island, told my Jewish parents that I got a 390 on the law boards. And about a week later, this is after they uncovered the mirrors, and and got up from those wooden boxes that they had brought in. My father handed me $1,000, which I then handed to a guy named Stanley Kaplan. You know this guy? He's all over. He's got these schools where they teach you how to prepare to take standardized tests. And for 6 months, $1,000, 6 months, I'm there with the earphones on and the number two pencils and taking the old test and just really focusing on retaking the law boards, which I did 6 months later, where my score catapulted up to a 401. So I figured at that rate, I'd be 90 and my father would be broke by the time I got into an English-speaking law school. So I started writing jokes for Catskill comedians, old comedians who were working the Borscht Belt, the Jewish Alps, called the Catskill Mountains. The Catskill Mountains in the 50s and the 60s were the spawning ground for comedians. I wrote for every Morty, Dickie, Freddie, and Lee that ever lived, okay? I'm 21, they're 50 years old, and they're paying me $7 a joke. That was the rate that I got, $7 a joke. And some of them were just real pains in the ass about it because they'd only pay me if the joke got a laugh. Yeah, so what I would do is I would get in my parents' car on a Friday or Saturday night, drive from Long Island up to the Catskill Mountains, to the Concord Hotel, to the Neverly, Grossingers, wherever it was. I'd sit in the back of the room and I'd listen to my jokes being told. And then one of the comedian would come off the stage and he'd come up to me and he says, boy, you know, that joke about paving the driveway really didn't get a laugh. And I said, gee, I heard a laugh. And then we would bargain. And I'd go home with $4, you know. So, you know, I was 21, they're 50. You know, it was like writing for my parents' friends. And there's different sensibilities, and I really didn't want to write for them, but these were the only people that I knew. And I looked around and go, no, I got to change something here. I got to change. And what I did was, there were two clubs in New York at the time. This is in the mid-70s now. It's a Catch a Rising Star and the Improvisation. There were two showcases where the newer breed of comedians at the time were coming through. So what I did was I took all the jokes that these older guys wouldn't buy from me, and I made it up into a stand-up comedy act for myself. And I went to the club, and my plan was to go on stage, deliver the jokes, with the hopes that a manager, an agent, a TV executive, all of whom were hanging out at these clubs now, would like the material and give me a job. The first week that I'm there, I met a guy who was also starting out. His name is Billy Crystal. And he was starting, and we became fast friends. I lived in Woodmere, Long Island with my parents, and he lived in Long Beach, Long Island with his wife and kid. He's more mature than I am, okay? And every night he would take his little blue Volkswagen and pick me up at my parents. By the way, in case it ever comes up in conversation, this is the international symbol for little blue Volkswagen, okay? He would pick me up at my parents' house. We'd go into the city, tell our jokes, and then he would take me home. About 4 months into this experiment, I'm on stage about 1 o'clock in the morning, having the hardest time in the world making these six drunks from Des Moines laugh. I get off the stage and I'm really upset. It was horrible. I go over to the bar and I'm hanging my head and waiting for Billy to get done so I can get a ride home. When a guy comes and he sits down next to me and just starts staring at me and staring at me, and finally I go, what? He goes, you know, you're the worst comedian I've ever seen in my life. I said, I know. Why rub this in like this? What are you doing? He said, well, your material's not bad. Did you write it? I said, yeah. He said, can I see more of it? I said, you bet. I didn't even ask who it was at first, because I would have shown it to like a gardener at this point, okay? Ends up, this guy is Lorne Michaels.
That's a great story, Alan Zweibel. He's also written numerous books, so you want to check that out. Also, speaking of books, Fried Green Tomatoes was written by Fanny Flagg, but before Fried Green Tomatoes, she was a brilliant comedian as well, and just, I guess, even a performance artist level, the things she would do. But here's some of her comedy. Fanny Flagg.
Hi, this is Susan Whitmore back again with the morning news and another weird announcement. But first, ladies, do you make biscuits that make your family say yummy? I want you to get some Dixie Cream Light as a Feather Flour. And when you use Dixie Cream Light as a Feather Flour, you're going to make biscuits that's going to make your whole family say yummy. And everybody's going to say yummy. Here's a wedding announcement that's a little closer to home. Mrs. Moselle Hicks announces the engagement of her daughter Juanita to Stephen Fourth Class Curtis Johnson. Miss Hicks, who attended Central Lee High School, is employed by the Roxy Theater as a candy girl and part-time teacher. Mr. Johnson attended New Merkle Grammar School. The wedding will take place in the home of the bride, and Juanita will wear a white net ballerina length dress with shoes, purse, hat, gloves, and ankle bracelets to match. The bride will enter from the kitchen. Curtis and his father, Willis B. Johnson, will enter from the front porch. Music will be supplied by a number of Kate Smith recordings. After the ceremony, a reception for the couple will be held at the Tradeaway bus station. Where the bride's mother is an employee. Immediately following the ceremony and reception, the couple will leave for a short honeymoon trip to Don McNeil's Breakfast Club in Chicago. The couple will reside in the Orange Grove Trailer Park near Mrs. Johnson's stable base. Good luck to Juanita and Curtis. Well, that's all the time we have for today. And remember, tune in tomorrow for Dateline Divorce. And as always, I leave you with the thought for the day. Protect your heart as you would your other vital organs.
Pretty funny stuff. All right, now a little of my comedy, which is also available on Amazon, as well as my songs. Here's a little bit of me, and I'm trying to think. Oh, this was live at the Friars Club.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, our first performer, my co-host, is... we have to be quiet, Judy. My first performer is an amazing talent. She is on... how many people here are in the softball team of the Friars? All right, yay, softball team. She actually sees the ball and lets it hurt her because she's not Jewish. Okay, she's been on the Colin Quinn Show. She sang actually for Barbara Streisand. I don't know if it was the real Barbara Streisand, but it was Barbara. She's been on PBS, on Fox, and on NBC. She's brilliant. She's talented. She's gorgeous. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Miss Nancy Lombardo. Again, this is how it goes. Well, enough about you. Let's talk about me. Me! I'm a new age woman. Every time someone asks my age, I give a new one. I'm a mother of two. Okay, one's my husband. Yes, I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. He's a shot. You know what I mean? I'm Puerto Rican and Italian. Yes, I am. But I like to pretend I'm French because I'm crazy. Oh, you're so cute. Look at that baby face there. Oh, yes, with the face to match. Yes, he's such a cute man. So cute, yes. Hello, my name is Piaf. Right, Piaf. I've never been to France, but I've had their dressing. I've never been to Germany, but I've had their measles. I've never been to Intercourse, Pennsylvania, but I faked it once. No, you know my friend, yes. We French have a sense of humor. We have to wear French. How many Frenchmen does it take to screw in a light bulb? Who needs light? Telling a joke again, if I wanted to, what is she to do? God help it. I can't, I am crazy. And listen, therapy is not for everyone. It's for people with money. Am I right? It's for people with money. It's not for everyone. And I feel for what you pay for therapy, that you should leave with something every session. So I stole her pen, some tissues, the clock. And then she gave me some advice. She goes, Nancy, you should find out what's missing for your life and grab it. So I stole her iPad. No iPad, no appointments. I'm cured. Yay for me. Oh, it wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City, never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a chef. I'm a shark. Na-na-na-na-na. First time I saw West Side Story, I thought that stole my life. How did they know? And my grandmother, my Italian grandmother, was always telling me these Italian stories. You know, when I come to America, I don't have a dime. When I come to America, I don't have a dime. Well, Grandma, guess what? Now I have a dime! Yeah. The economy's so bad, I'm looking for jury duty. Anybody else? I'm trying to get jury duty. Please, pick me. I'll do all the cases. Pick me. A lot of fun. My mother's from Mayaguez, Puerto Rico. She was bilingual. She could speak two languages at the same time. So when I was growing up, I had no idea what she was saying. She would just turn and start going, listen! No me da pena, I don't have time to discuss what I'm saying, so don't! What? She was a terrible cook, burnt their everything now is called Cajun.
Who knew? Who knew?
But she did have this great mom advice she used to give out, this mom cliches, or glitches, as she called them. Mira, Nancy, listen to this glitches, it's going to save your life. That cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every cloud has a silver lining. Mom, my head is hurting. Stop with these wisdoms. Wisdoms. Look at you guys. Okay, don't get scared. Don't get scared. Two Irishmen walk out of a bar. It can happen. You're that kind of a crowd, aren't you? Yeah. Okay, a priest, a Muslim, and a rabbi walk into the bar, and the bartender goes, what is this, some kind of a joke? Well, good. I love you. Wonderful laugh for you. And sir, what's your name, sir?
Michael.
Michael, what do you do for a living, or what did you do?
Whatever I can find.
Whatever you can find? What is your expertise?
Finance, real estate.
Finance, real estate. Keeping it vague. I like that, Michael. I like that name. Do you have any hobbies, Michael?
Golf.
Golf? You like to play golf? Do you have any favorite foods?
No.
No favorite foods. You're a big help, Michael. You like to play golf, real estate, finance, I don't know. Is this your wife? Good. Okay. Good answer. Okay, and what's your name? Shelley. And Michael? What a coincidence. I happen to have written a song about your life. Go play golf and have fun and watch it on TV. Oh, Michael, it's so sweet when you're out there on the green. You grab a hold of your putter, you know what I mean. You hit the ball, get a bogey or a birdie, or go for the ninth hole right away and skip the hole. Dirty, dirty.
Anyway, this has been What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Don't forget, Dust of Egypt. Check it out, the Sheen. You got it. All right. And also check out RhondaHanson.com. Okay. Close now. My books are available on Amazon as well as my music, Support the Arts, by supporting the artist. Thank you for listening. This has been What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Okay. Big kiss. Bye-bye. Stay warm.